Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Fans have been waiting all season for an offensive explosion from the Redskins, and last night it happened, a 42-24 win over the Packers. Coach Jay Gruden.
We feel good about our personnel, that's for sure, and we just feel like we need to put it together, and it was good to see him do that.
Kirk Cousins threw for 375 yards and 3 touchdowns. It's a short week, though, as the Skins next travel to Dallas to take on the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. Strong gusty winds caused all kinds of trouble across the region over the weekend. Electricity was knocked out for thousands. Tree branches came down. Fires were whipped up by the winds. And Saturday, a boat capsized on the Potomac, killing 2 fishermen. The wind also fanned a brush fire near Dale City and created so much smoke yesterday that authorities had to close I-95 for about 45 minutes. In the past 24 hours or so, 4 police officers in 4 cities have been shot in the line of duty, including one who was killed in San Antonio, Texas.
Around 11:45 a.m., Detective Benjamin Marconi was shot and killed while sitting in his squad car. The 50-year-old officer was writing a ticket during a traffic stop when a man walked up to his driver's side window and opened fire. He shot Marconi in the head from outside of the car. Police say the suspect then reached through the window and shot the 20-year veteran again.
Correspondent Paula Sandoval. The other shootings of police officers took place in St. Louis, suburban Kansas City, and Sanibel, Florida. Virginia's election results will become official today after action by the state's Board of Elections.
Each district counted its votes election night, but those numbers are an unofficial tally, according to Martin Marsh with the Virginia Board of Elections.
Following the elections, each locality has 7 days to conduct their canvass, which means they will review provisional ballots. They will take a look at their totals and confirm they're accurate.
Provisional ballots are given to people whose voter status is in question on election day. During canvassing, each district's electoral board checks whether the people who cast those ballots were allowed to vote. The state board gets all the final numbers, which will be certified today. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One Republican state lawmaker in Virginia is introducing a bill to tighten the rules governing voter registration drives. Spotsylvania delegate Mark Cole's bill would add new reporting requirements for non-government groups that try to register Virginians to vote. Well, after lots of number crunching and analysis, researchers have come to the not too surprising conclusion that traffic is going to be bad this week around D.C.
Not since 2005 will there be this many drivers around Thanksgiving, according to AAA estimates.
Any place that's normally bad on a regular weekday is just going to be exacerbated by the getaway traffic.
Ben Hampton of the Metropolitan Washington Council of Government says your first guess as to the worst day for traffic is wrong.
We see Wednesday doesn't turn out to be the worst traffic day of all.
It's actually going to be tomorrow, Tuesday, he says, because there's just the right combination of regular commuters and holiday travelers clogging roads. His advice is to shift around your travel times. Try heading out Wednesday morning or late evening if you can. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
New this morning, Pope Francis is allowing all priests to absolve women who've had abortions. It's an extension of special permission the Pope granted them in 2015 for the just-ended Holy Year of Mercy. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,868. The Nasdaq at 53,22. Sports, their Redskins win. So do the Giants. The Cowboys beat the Ravens. The Eagles lose. NHL, the Caps lose. College basketball, Virginia and Maryland both get wins. Navy takes a loss. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Hey, WMAL listeners, who's excited about the holidays coming up? Yeah, us too.
Listen, with all the extra family that's going to be coming by, now's the perfect time to get rid of the extra car, van, or boat that's taking up space in your driveway or garage. Spread the holiday cheer and get some good karma in return by donating that vehicle to Cars for Kids. Donating is quick and easy, and you'll get an end-of-year tax deduction that can help you save money on your taxes, plus a vacation voucher. So hurry up. There's only a couple of weeks left to get that 2016 tax deduction. All you need to do is call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. They'll schedule a free pickup right away, and you can have your space back. Cars for Kids handles all the paperwork and all the headache. It's that easy. So call today to donate and learn how you can make a difference in the life of a child by volunteering in your community. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com.
Get your carpets cleaned before the holidays. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270s, we push south. A little bit of volume as you head through the Hyattstown area, south of Clarksburg into Gaithersburg, again into Rockville. A lot of our traffic, though, being hung up trying to get into the Frederick area. There was a crash on the outbound, westbound side of 70 just after 270, but it's slowing in each direction there. Let's get you through Georgetown, the obstacle, and it's a huge obstacle. If you need to get toward Georgetown University, here's what's going on. Canal Road definitely not working, especially if you're trying to go outbound. They have closed the outbound lanes of Canal Road right now, right near the entrance to the university. Out toward Foxhall Road, accident brought down a utility pole. Coming inbound, only one lane gets by the activity. So each way on Canal Road near Georgetown University, just jam solid. 66 eastbound had the accident involving a bus. Looks like they're trying to get that over to the right shoulder. Eastbound before the beltway near 123. Pretty much continuous lineup now as you push through Manassas toward 123. Again, the scene of the crash with the bus. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sun and cloud mix for our Monday. We get up to around 45, and before the winds die down, we could pick up the occasional gust over 40 miles per hour. That wind advisory will be allowed to expire through the morning. Clear tonight, overnight low 32. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high 50. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Alexandria, 32 in Germantown, 36 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. A Milwaukee mailman chases and takes down a package thief. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
It's 7:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, getting your Thanksgiving week started the right way here where you belong. 8:05, Scott Rasmussen will join us, give us his analysis of where things stand right now post-Trump election. And at 8:35, Trevor Maddich. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
This is an honorable, decent, good human being that we're talking about. I can assure you that if there's wrongdoing out there, whether it's on the streets or whether it's in the police department, no matter where it is, Senator Jeff Sessions is going to find it and bring justice to whoever justice needs to be brought to.
That's Reince Priebus this weekend talking about the man that President-elect Trump has chosen to be his attorney general, Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama. But the Democrats are aligning, and they're getting ready for a fight, and they say it's going to be a tough confirmation battle. Joining us now on the line to talk about this and other stuff in the news, Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Just fine, thank you.
All right, so Jeff Sessions was a U.S. attorney in the Southern District of Alabama. I actually covered him as a reporter in Mobile for a while before I came to Washington, D.C. in 1986. And they're raising some stuff that was said 30 years ago when he was chosen by President Reagan to be a judge. That nomination later withdrawn because it got a little heated and controversial. What should we think about all this?
Well, I served with Jeff Sessions. I was U.S. attorney at the same time. We were both members of an advisory group recruit for the Attorney General. He was a really fine gentleman. He's been an even better United States Senator. He was actually the ultimate winner when he didn't get the judgeship, because he got to be the Attorney General of Alabama, where he prosecuted the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, got the death penalty for the leader of the Klan, which was in fact carried out. He also became, as U.S. Attorney, he instituted desegregation of some school systems as well as up other public facilities in Alabama. He was a fabulous U.S. Attorney. So these concerns about him are absurd. He has the votes to be confirmed. He will be confirmed, but what the Democrats are going to try and do is they're going to try and dirty him up. They're going to try and put pressure on him not to touch the Civil Rights Division, which must be done. The Civil Rights Division has become a political hackery place. We'll see how strong the Republicans are. I think he'll get through, though.
Well, but some of them could go wobbly, let's face it, when the usual and predictable chance of racism start getting thrown around, they start to run for cover. So
yeah.
You just said the Civil Rights Division has become a mockery and it should be dismantled. That was...
I didn't say it should be dismantled.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
It needs to be reformed.
It needs to be reformed. But Chuck Schumer laid that marker down yesterday. He says, well, if he wants to dismantle the Civil Rights... So what is wrong with the Civil Rights Division right now? And will the Republican senators, during their questioning, be able to articulate that?
There's plenty wrong with it, mostly political decisions, not based on fact and law. But let me just say something, if I may, about this. You're absolutely right to see if Republicans get wobbly knees. Let me just say this about the Democrats. For more than 30 years, they were led by Robert Byrd, who was the exalted Cyclops, that is, the leader of the Ku Klux Klan in West Virginia. Not one of them ever stood up on the floor of the Senate and objected to him being their leader. Let me repeat this. Robert Byrd was a member of the Klan. He joined so he could gain political favor in West Virginia. Neither Ted Kennedy, and more importantly, not Chuck Schumer, never said a word. Let me tell you what the Republicans should do. They should go on offense. They should accuse the Democrats of being hypocrites. They should talk about Robert Byrd. They should talk about his leadership of the Klan in West Virginia. And they should attack the Democrats in the Senate for never standing up and saying anything about it. Indeed, at the memorial service for Robert Byrd, dozens of Democrats got up and gave eulogies to him and praising him for his public service. And never once, except for Bill Clinton, who got up and mentioned that he was a member of the Klan, but he did it as a young man to get ahead in life.
Yeah, you can't blame him for that. Yeah. He just saw it as a way to get ahead because he wanted to get votes from people.
This is a test of whether or not Republicans have cojones. They should throw this in the face of the Democrats.
And let's remember that those confirmation hearings in which all of this was ginned up, it was ginned up specifically by one Ted Kennedy, who I think at that very moment was developing his playbook that he would pull out later for the nominations of people like, Robert Bork to be a Supreme Court justice.
That is correct.
Absolutely
correct. And it was the Democrats from the Robert Bork nomination on who changed American politics forever. It's their fault that we are where we are. And actually, though, we're at Trump time, and I think it's just grand.
Well, and we're post-Harry Reid doing away with the 60-vote rule on a lot of these nominations.
And let me just tell you something. If the Democrats oppose President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, I'm going to tell you something. Mitch McConnell will change the rule, and they will make it 51 for Supreme Court nominees. He is going to exercise the nuclear option.
Well, that was my next question for you, but since you've already answered that part of it, let's continue to focus on the Supreme Court justice nomination. It's very rare that a president going in assembles his cabinet, picks an attorney general, and needs to pick a Supreme Court justice nominee. If he picked up the phone and asked you, Joe, who would be a good choice, knowing the list that he's already put out there, where are you leaning right now?
I would vote for Ted Cruz. I would vote for Judge Pryor from the 11th Circuit, and I would vote for Mrs. Sykes from the 7th Circuit. There is a huge list, which he said he will choose from. He's already announced, I think there are 12 people on it, that he will choose from that list. It's a major commitment made by him during the campaign. The American people voted for him, so I assume he's going to pick from that list. The only one who wasn't on that list was Ted Cruz, but I think he met with Cruz in order to give him a handshake and to start the thing over again.
Yeah.
I mean, if he gave it to Cruz, I think it would be fabulous.
Mm. Really? And you think that he could get confirmed?
Oh, absolutely. They'd do it just to get rid of him.
That's right.
That's exactly
what
right.
I hear. That's what I hear.
That's what a lot of people have said, and I think only half in jest, because he gets under their skin. He really does. Well, that'd be very interesting. What about the talk of Mitt Romney? Were you surprised, just from a political observer standpoint, that there would be this olive branch extended, and how serious is this?
This is the art of the deal in spades. This is is unbelievable. This is vintage Trump, you know. And I think it's very serious. I mean, it was Pence who said yesterday that Romney was under, as and I quote, active and serious consideration for Secretary of State. Now, you just don't say something like that. Now, that doesn't mean that Romney wants it or will do it. I can't imagine that he wouldn't want it. I mean, talk about saving a useless political life. Mm. He becomes Secretary of State. Just think, he could be the next Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God. Hopefully he'll have better judgment with regard to his emails.
I think picking Romney would be brilliant.
Yeah, I do politically. Hey, 1 minute left here, and you actually broached another subject that I wanted to talk to you about. We're hearing that the Republicans in the House are interested in at least four different hearings, continue to investigate Hillary Clinton and her behavior. And we're already hearing the suggestion that Obama should pardon her and that the President-elect Trump and Republicans should be magnanimous in victory. Please talk to me about how critically important, especially because of the election results, how critically important that the Republicans continue down this road because of the philosophy of law and order and equal protection under the law.
Well, I think the key is the rule of law. Remember this phrase, rule of law. And the Obama administration abandoned the rule of law. The Justice Department became a political arm of the Democratic National Committee and the re-election and the election campaign of Hillary Clinton. The Justice Department senior officials got in the way of grand jury investigations into the Clinton Foundation, and there needs to be a very serious investigation, not only by Congress, but by the new Justice Department team, as to why senior officials in the Justice Department leaked information to Hillary Clinton, made the strangest legal deals for immunity that have ever been made by the Justice Department. It needs to be, in other words, what I'm hearing from assistant U.S. attorneys all over the country with whom I have spoken, they want the investigation reopened, but they want an investigation of the investigation itself. That's why Comey can't stay.
That's right.
Why Comey has to go, and why Ray Kelly, the former police commissioner of New York, has to be the next FBI director.
And this is the main reason why Democrats don't want somebody as effective as Jeff Sessions to be the next attorney general.
I can assure you, every time they say Jeff Sessions, I'm going to say Robert Byrd.
Yep. All right. Thank you very much. Good to have you, Joe. Okay, always appreciate
it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same. Yeah, absolutely. It is now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Guys, we have a mess on our hands in Georgetown in front of Georgetown University. The crash happened in the outbound direction of Canal Road before you get to Foxhall Road. Brought down a pole, a utility pole, and wires. Oh, boy. So they've stopped traffic. You cannot get to Foxhall Road. Trying to get to that entrance to the university as well. Quite complicated. Avoid if you can. Not only is Canal Road jammed, but coming off of the Key Bridge, coming off of M Street, coming off the Whitehurst Freeway. Heading inbound Canal Road. A lot of our commuters do that. As you come up to the university, one lane only gets by, again, with all this activity with this crash. On the trip trying to get across the 14th Street Bridge, here's a scoop for you. 395 heavy in Landmark, and again, Pentagon to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Earlier crash near the Case Bridge. Now, that's been cleared for a while. 66 heavy most of the way Manassas to 123 from our earlier accident. River Road inbound. Before you get to the Beltway, near Seven Locks for a crash that just happened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the forecast. It's going to be windy today and a high of ultimately of around 45 degrees, but winds could gust around 40 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies 32. Tomorrow, 50. Wednesday, 51. Thanksgiving Day, 56, but maybe a few morning showers are possible. Black Friday, your shopping is going to be pretty good for in the area. Temperatures in the mid-50s to low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 37 degrees, 717 on WMA.
Have you prepared yourself in the best possible way for the upcoming tax season? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors can help you to maximize your tax efficiency. For a free strategy session, call 301-924-2160 or find them online at eaglestonetaxwealth.com.
It is becoming clear, ladies and gentlemen, that our next Secretary of Defense could very well be a former general from the Marine Corps. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I forgot. There's no such thing as a former Marine.
They're retired Marines, but never former Marines.
A general in the United States Marine Corps, not just any general, General James Mattis. I'm sorry, let me re-pronounce his name because he has a very important nickname.
That's
he is
right.
General James Mad Dog Mattis.
There we go. Who let the dogs out?
Who doesn't want a guy named Mad Dog as their Secretary of Defense,
and
right?
This guy would be awesome.
So now, listen, I know that he is a Marine, but I don't think he would mind us serenading all of Washington with some of his most memorable quotes to the tune of the Patton theme.
No, that seems perfect. Yeah, yeah.
I know that Patton was an Army guy.
Yeah, that's right.
But our friends at Free Beacon, Washington Free Beacon, assembled back in 2013 when General Mattis retired, assembled a list of his best quotes. And I thought that it would be fitting to let you know who this guy is. So, in that spirit, I come in peace. I didn't bring artillery, but I'm pleading with you with tears in my eyes. If you F with me, I'll kill you all.
There you go.
General James Mad Dog Mattis.
Be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everybody you meet.
Find the enemy that wants to end this experiment in American democracy and kill every one of them until they're so sick of the killing that they leave us with our freedoms intact.
There
James
you go.
Mad Dog Mad.
You cannot allow any of your people to avoid the brutal facts that if they start living in a dream world, it's going to be bad.
There is nothing better than getting shot at and missed. It's really great.
This is my favorite.
I'm going to plead with you, do not cross us, because if you do, the survivors will write about what we're going to do here for 10,000 years.
General James Mad Dog Mattis. To his fellow Marines, you are part of the world's most feared and trusted force. Engage your brain before you engage your weapon.
The first time you blow someone away is not an insignificant event. That said, there are just some a-holes in the world that need to be shot.
This guy has got to get the nomination.
We've got to have this guy.
All right. I don't lose any sleep at night over the potential for failure. I can't even spell the word. Actually, he has a theme going with spelling because another one is Marines don't know how to spell the word defeat.
There you go. Well, this guy's just going to be a barrel of fun. It's going to be so good to have this guy.
The most important 6 inches on the battlefield is between your ears. James Mad Dog Mattis. This is a kind of a long one, but I like this one.
Okay.
If you go into Afghanistan, you got guys who slap women around for 5 years because they didn't wear a veil. You know, guys like that ain't got no manhood left anyway, so it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot them. Actually, it's quite fun to fight them, you know? It's a hell of a hoot. It's fun to shoot some people. I'll be right up there with you. I like brawling.
Well, what do you think? Is this guy it? Is he the one?
I sure hope so.
Yeah, because it would be great to have him.
Demonstrate to the world that there's no better friend and no worse enemy than a U.S. Marine.
You got to love that.
Well, we shall see. Apparently, this was actually a recommendation from a friend of our program, General Keane.
Is that right?
Fox News.
Jack Keane.
Jack Keane, Fox News analyst, and often comes on here. He had a meeting with Trump, and basically Trump said, and he said, listen, I'm too old for this. I don't need this, you know. He said, well, if not you, who?
Yeah, he said, this guy is a general's general.
He said, Mattis or Petraeus. Either one would be good.
That'd be interesting.
We'd be happy either way. So, General James Mad Dog Mattis, we salute you.
Yeah, we do.
We are ready for you to be our SecDef.
722 on WMAL.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Every family knows who the real hero of Thanksgiving is. It's that special person who's behind everything. The meticulous planning, the mouth-watering feast, and making sure every guest always feels welcome. This Thanksgiving, I'm surprising our hero with a beautiful multicolored rose bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you order 24 multicolored roses, you're going to get them for only $24. It's 1-800-Flowers 24 for 24 Thanksgiving deal. 1-800-Flowers works with premier farms around the world to ensure you get the best roses available for the best possible price. And every rose bouquet is backed by their 100% smile guarantee. If you or your loved one has any issues, 1-800-Flowers will make it right, no questions asked. Here's what you got to do. To order 24 multicolored roses for only $24, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon and then enter the code Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click on that radio icon and enter the code Larry.
Tis the season for the holiday deal showdown. In corner one, Amazon Prime. In corner two, Costco. Corner three, Sam's Club. From online to warehouse, which one will win you the most savings this Black Friday? 7 on Your Side, Scott Taylor reveals the savings king. Plus, we're giving away $100 every 7 minutes in our 6 o'clock Happy Holiday Hour. Watch ABC 7's Good Morning Washington tomorrow morning starting at 4:25, where Good Morning start.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, most of the way now. Manassas off and on up toward 123, scene of our earlier crash. We're in heavy delays. You're doing okay through Falls Church and just a brief delay on the approach to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge for now. Everyone's jammed, though, getting over the Key Bridge inbound into Georgetown. A mess on our hands with the accident on Canal Road. Outbound lanes are closed as you pass Georgetown University before you can even get to Foxhall Road. Accident brought down a utility pole and wires. Avoid Canal Road. Even inbound, with the left lane blocked, only have one lane getting by, so that is jammed solid as well. Inbound River Road, before you get to the Beltway, heads up, crews were responding to the crash near 7 Locks. 270 southbound out of Gaithersburg in toward Rockville. Do have a stop-and-go crash. Looks like that was minor near Falls Road. That was quickly over to the shoulder. Update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind advisory will expire through the morning. We could pick up the occasional gust over 40 miles per hour. Sun and cloud mix. We get up to 45. Tonight clear, low 32. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high 50. Caffeine over the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 36 degrees, but it's chilly out there. A wind chill factor in the 20s. It's now 7:26.
Hail to the Redskins.
Yeah.
Hail victory.
Say congratulations to your 6-3-1 Redskins.
Yep.
Yeah, they're doing. They demolished last night the Green Bay Packers. They finally found some offense.
Yeah, it exploded against the Pack.
42-24 were the final score. I know a lot of people couldn't stay up to watch the whole game, so that was the final score. Kirk Cousins, 21-30, 375 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And there were other great things about this game.
Well, yeah. Listen, everyone always wants to talk about the quarterback, and yes, Cousins had a great game. But Robert Kelly, it looks like he is becoming the running back superstar that Jay Gruden hoped that he would. He had a career game, and I have a hunch that when we talk to Trevor Maddich at 8:35, that's going to be a big focus of the conversation. You got to have that run-pass balance, and man, Kelly was all over the place. 137 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And this is going to be an interesting game this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because the Cowboys are on a roll. They just had I think it's their franchise.
Ninth straight win.
Yeah, which is the Cowboys have never done.
They've
which
never
is
done that
kind
before.
Of shocking.
Yeah.
And so they're on a collision course, the Cowboys and the Redskins, for this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I think the Redskins are, I think the people will look back at this game and say, that was the moment where it all came together. That was what the Redskins could be this season, and hopefully it comes at a right time, just before the big Redskins game against the Cowboys
hopefully.
On Thanksgiving Day.
It's 8:35. Oh, excuse me.
Hiring people
at 8:35, we'll talk to Trevor Maddich.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Don't you just love the fall, but you know what's coming next? Winter. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and old drafty windows will make your home uncomfortable and drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out and keep savings in your pocket, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, and install, cutting out the middleman, saving you money. If you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window and no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made just for your home and our unique climate. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57 Creek now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Third party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call Thompson Creek right now. 855-57 Creek. That's 855-57 Creek.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Well, coming up, you heard what happened at Hamilton after the play was over. Are you offended? Are you ready to boycott this play? And by the way, it's coming to Washington, not far along, so you'll have your opportunity. We'll take your calls coming up after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Kirk Cousins threw for 375 yards and three touchdowns as the Redskins crushed the Packers 42-24. Cousins says the weather was certainly a factor, but his experience served him well.
Having played in the Big Ten and growing up in the Midwest, you're used to playing in some tough elements, but tonight was pretty tough with the wind combined with the cold.
Now it's a short week for the Skins as they prepare to meet the Cowboys in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. Four police officers have been shot in the line of duty in the last 24 hours. One incident took place in St. Louis, another in suburban Kansas City, another in Sanibel, Florida. And in Texas,
police in San Antonio in the middle of a major manhunt. They're trying to track down the person or persons responsible for the shooting death of a 20-year veteran of the force. At this point, investigators believe that their officer was in the middle of a traffic stop just outside the police department. He was actually filling out a citation for a driver when a third vehicle pulled up behind him, a person then getting out of that car, walking up to the passenger side of this patrolman's vehicle, and then shooting the officer.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval. It was a marathon weekend of meetings for President-elect Trump, and more meetings are set for today as he assembles his cabinet.
Meeting with one of his top adversaries, 2012 GOP nominee Mitt Romney, about possibly joining his administration.
Governor Romney is under active and serious consideration to serve as Secretary of State of the United States.
A steady stream of possible cabinet picks in front of the cameras throughout the weekend, including loyalists like former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Trump also considering billionaire investor Wilbur Ross for Commerce Secretary.
Correspondent Jason Carroll checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,868. The Nasdaq at 53,22. Sports wins for the Redskins, Giants, and Cowboys. The Eagles lose. Hockey, the Caps lose to Columbus. College basketball wins for Maryland and Virginia. A loss for Navy. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you get a message from the IRS, it probably says something like, pay up or we can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account, and if we get really mad, we can put liens on your home and business. Have a nice day. No kidding. Alan Thick reminding you that putting off your tax debt can put everything you have at risk. The IRS experts at Optima Tax Relief know the risks, the rules, the rights, your rights. They know all the tax deductions and settlement possibilities you're entitled to. Optima is A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've solved IRS problems for thousands of people like you, saving them millions of dollars. Have a nice day indeed. If you owe back taxes, this is the most important call you'll make this year. End the risk.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Cold weather is perfect for curling up in front of a roaring fire and planning for the holidays ahead. But if you don't have someone special to share these moments with, this time of year can seem like an endless reminder that you're single. Don't worry, it's not too late. Heat things up this winter by joining It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service right here in Washington, D.C. Their friendly matchmakers have spent over 25 years providing an enjoyable alternative to online dating. They'll first get to know you and your relationship goals during a confidential interview. With this knowledge, they'll hand-select quality matches for you from their exclusive membership base. They pre-screen all your matches in advance and even book your reservations at the best date spots in town. All you have to do is show up, relax, and be yourself. Add some romance to your holiday celebrations. It's Just Lunch is super easy, incredibly personal, and completely professional. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo North America in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com. Keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, one's name should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica North America have transitioned to Leonardo North America, inspired by one of history's greatest innovators. It's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Read more at leonardocompany.com/en.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In addition to our normal morning commute, some big problems this morning have been, and one just cleared, in Upper Marlboro. 202 had been closed most of the morning rush hour here. 202 Largo Road reopened at Brock Drive. Crews have been dealing with a house fire and they had to shut down 202 in each direction, but you can now use it. That's great news. Here we go to the Wilson Bridge. Back near St. Barnabas Road, topside through Silver Spring. Also, we've had a long-standing crash trying to get you through Brandywine. Northbound 5301, right as you come up the Shortcut Road at last check, still in the right lane. Big problems in Georgetown Canal Road. Outbound is shut down. Outbound Canal Road. You can't get past Georgetown University. That's where they're dealing with the incident. Inbound, only one lane gets by. So everybody, Canal Road, Whiter's Freeway, inbound on the Key Bridge affected because of this crash. Try to avoid if you can. If you're using the George Washington Parkway, your delays southbound now begin before 123. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind advisory will expire through the morning. We could pick up the occasional gust over 40 miles per hour. Sun and cloud mix. We get up to 45, tonight clear, low 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 50. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Burke, 32 in Rockville, 36 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 7:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry at 8:05. Scott Rasmussen will join us. We'll get his analysis of this past election. And then at 8:35, Trevor Maddich on the big Redskins win yesterday. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's your education. Don't forget from whence you came. And the world's going to know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
Well, my name is Alexander Hamilton. It's a great show.
It is a great show, but it has been marred by an incident that occurred this weekend. You no doubt have heard what happened at the showing of Alexander Hamilton, in which Vice President-elect Mike Pence made an appearance with his kids in tow, by the way.
Yep.
His kids were there when this happened.
Yes, a father taking his children to the Broadway theater. Yeah. You would think that would be encouraged our friends in the industry.
That's right. You'd think so. But what happened was, after the curtain call and after everybody took their last bow, as security was trying to get, Vice President-elect Mike Pence out of the auditorium, one of the
actors. A guy by the name of Brandon Victor Dixon, who plays Aaron Burr, I'm told.
He does.
Yeah. He took his moment on the stage to deliver a personal message to the vice president-elect.
We truly hope that this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and to work on behalf of all of us.
It was a lecture. It was a rant.
A patronizing one.
It was. And I'd like to, and a lot of people are deeply offended by that, and I'll tell you my feelings about it in just a moment. I want to know what you think about it. And will you now boycott this show? I mean, if you were planning on going, I mean, it's coming to D.C. soon, and I wanted to see it. And I was really, you know, sort of angling for a way to get some tickets so I could take my daughter, who I think would thoroughly enjoy the show. But I'm now reconsidering that, and I may not do that. I'm sure they'll have no problem selling the tickets, but I'm not going to be one of them. What do you think? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMEO. Let me just very quickly lay out what I think about it. I think that actors forget from time to time that they are first and foremost entertainers, and that this was an abuse of their platform in a really immature way. And if I paid good money to see this show, and at the end of it, it had the whole experience ruined by some guy who felt like he just had to get some things off his chest, that he and his ideas and his opinions were more important than, you know, serving the customer, then I would be deeply, deeply offended. And, you know, I would just simply say, I would like to say something that I know that Vice President-elect Mike Pence is too much of a gentleman to say. Would you just shut up and sing, you petulant empty vessels? You know, Let us just enjoy the play. It's not about you. I'm sorry. It's not about you. But that's my opinion. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA.
Yeah, it's hard not to agree with you, Brian, on this. Listen, just so you know, boycotting Hamilton is not going to have any effect on this. They are printing Hamiltons in their basement right now at the Richard Rodgers Theater. Actually, more likely, they're printing Benjamins. And so it's not going to affect them. But this casts a pall over the Broadway industry, I think. Yep. I can tell you the people at the highest levels of this business are very concerned about what message this sends, and it will hurt shows that are on the bubble. We already have shows that are closing in January after the holiday season. There are other shows that are going to try to eke by. This could hurt them, because the message here is sent when you've got an actor standing on stage lecturing the vice president-elect. He's lecturing all of you who didn't vote with her, who didn't vote with Hillary Clinton, who dared to suggest that maybe she doesn't deserve to be the next president. And you know what? When you got to spend hundreds of dollars on an evening out, yeah. You know, why do I need that? Because I certainly don't need to spend the evening with these people. My mind goes to those who were like me. We share something in common. There are those who work in that theater on a nightly basis. Maybe they run the theater. Maybe they're ushers. Maybe they're musicians. Maybe they're an actor on that stage who, guess what? Don't follow the lemmings. They don't believe in the liberal the basic liberal dogma that you must agree to and believe in. They actually maybe voted for Gary Johnson, maybe voted for Donald Trump, but they won't say it. They can't say it because they're afraid to. They're afraid of losing friends. They're afraid of losing their job. This actor Friday night talked about diversity. Let me just tell you, because I used to be one of the people in this business, not an actor, but I worked in the industry and I was a conservative. In the theater business, diversity is only skin deep and genital high. They only worry about the most superficial of diversities, and that is our race and our gender and our sexual preference. Not the important and challenging diversity, that of intellectual opinions. There's no diversity in this business. I know it. That's why I got out of it, because I couldn't actually be who I was. Yes, I was in the closet, my friends. I was a closet conservative. And thank God I'm out now, and I feel sorry for my friends who are still in it.
Well, what do you think? Phone lines are open. Let's go to Jason in Stafford. Jason, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Brian and Larry.
Yeah.
My question was, and it's more related to, wouldn't this be tantamount to free speech? However, I do agree with what Larry just said about diversity, that we don't dig deeper and we don't consider perspectives and ideas to be diversity. We just
I want to get down to, you think this is an example of free speech at its best? Is that what you think?
No, God, no. Not at its best, because you're right. It doesn't speak for everyone at that theater. It doesn't speak for the people who didn't vote in the way that the member who made the speech voted.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't label it harassment. But it wasn't the proper, it definitely wasn't the proper forum. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't label it as harassment.
Well, of course it's free speech. No one's standing here saying there should be a law that precludes these people from being able to say it. But yeah. I know that if I'm a producer, a theater owner in Broadway right now, or if I'm working on a show, I'm mortified by what just happened.
Yeah.
Of course it's free speech. People can say whatever they want, but they also have to deal with the ramifications.
Well, more of your calls straight ahead on this. Are you going to now not go to this play? What was your reaction when you heard about this? I just got really angry, but I want to know what you thought. The phone lines are open. It's now 7:44 on WMAL.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
You know, a recent study showed that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist on a regular basis is out of dental fear. Boy, can I relate to that. My experiences with a dentist when I was a kid were really awful, and I had a big fear of the dentist as an adult. I would go, but not on a regular basis, and that was until I met Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I've been seeing them for 3 years now, starting next week. I remember it was the first week of December 3 years ago, and that fear and anxiety is gone now. They're amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. And honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental, and that's how they'll be with you. They'll walk you through the entire visit every step of the way. So trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, if you have a nagging tooth pain, or if you're interested in sedation dentistry, or if you're just looking for a great dentist, why don't you call Rocky? She's waiting right now. She'll take care of you over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. The number's 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or go online, visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It is 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, not so bad on 95 once you get through Aquia. That's where we've been dealing with slowdown still. Then you get a little bit of a break, a bit of stop and go through Newington. Now, 66, Manassas, most of the way past 123, scene of the earlier accident. I'm looking at delays on Braddock Road. If you are heading toward the George Mason University area, inbound, eastbound Braddock Road as you come up to 123, but please say they're not working any incidents there, but it looks unusually heavy, so be prepared for that. Also looking unusually heavy is Old Dominion Drive coming inbound, approaching Swinks Mill Road before you get through to the Beltway. But again, lanes are reported open there. Not open, Canal Road, Georgetown. The outbound lanes are closed in front of Georgetown University before you get to Foxhall with the incident. Heading inbound, left lane of 2 is blocked. So everybody jammed trying to get through this area in the Georgetown stretch. Avoid if you can, or you just need patience and extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy out there, especially early. The wind advisory will expire through the morning. We'll see a sun and cloud mix get up to around 45. Pick up the occasional gust over 40 miles per hour. Clear tonight, low 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. We get up to around 50. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 36 degrees, but it's cold because the wind is blowing. It is now 7:47.
Governor, what did you think of the cast comments, and did you consider it rude?
Well, first off, my daughter and I and her cousins really enjoyed the show. Hamilton is just an incredible production and incredibly talented people, and it was a real joy to be there. And you know, when we arrived, we heard a few boos and we heard some cheers, and I nudged my kids and reminded them that's what freedom sounds like. And but at the end, I did hear what was said from the stage, and I can tell you, I wasn't offended by what was said. I'll leave to others whether that was the appropriate venue to say it. But
well, I'll say it. It wasn't the appropriate venue to say it. It wasn't the proper time, and it wasn't the proper place. And here's a guy taking his daughter, his kid, to the show with his cousins, and he's booed, first of all. Okay. Horrible that happened. You know, come on. He's there with his kids, for goodness sakes. And then for have the lecture at the end by one of the actors. Well, what's your reaction to all this? And are you going to go to the play now? Are you going to change your mind about all that? How about Todd in Gaithersburg? You're up with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hi, Brian and Larry. Good morning. I'm so glad to talk to you guys. So, you know, the first thing, Mike Pence, you couldn't have a more gracious guy.
Classy guy.
And, you know, if Van Jones was ever to get fired from CNN, well, he's got the perfect job there in the Screen Actors Guild. I mean, It's absolutely ridiculous. Here's my lecture on free speech. Nothing gives somebody the right to get in your face or to stop traffic in the middle of Washington, D.C., or to go on a rant in a public venue like that. You know, that's not freedom of speech. And, you know, I hope that the Trump administration totally ignores Hollywood. You know, we got an industry that all they can do is make reruns, not movie making anymore. And, you know, in my opinion, it was just a disgrace.
All right. All right, so I guess Todd's not going to go see the show. The show's coming to the Kennedy Center. Are you going to boycott it? Wilson and Dumfries, you're next up on WML. Wilson! Oh, we just lost Wilson, but he said that he is going to, his wife wanted to go, but he won't go. Paul in District Heights,
hey,
here
Paul.
On WMAL.
Good morning.
To go see Hamilton, I would not go. They don't deserve the patronage of Christian people or Catholics or people who believe in good manners and decency.
All right, you think it was rude and indecent. All right, Paul, thank you for
that.
Thank
you for that. How about Dave in Falls Church? You're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. I will not be seeing the show, but I thought it was interesting that the newspaper said these actors were tipped off ahead of the play that he would be there, and so they had time to write a statement. I thought it was inappropriate, classless, and just because they're acting in the play doesn't mean they own the theater or not own everybody's time after the play.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, Dave, as a former theater owner, I can shed some light on this. It's pretty normal. You know, they had the Secret Service sweeping the theater, of course, before the audience was let in. So when the cast is on stage going through their rounds, their life is disrupted a bit by that. They got dogs going backstage, things
sure,
like that.
Yeah,
so
right.
The theater didn't need to tip them off. They knew that was going on. The night I saw the show, the Prime Minister of Canada was there.
Right.
Trudeau was there. And, of course, everyone loved him. There was no curtain speech, though. But there was no nefarious tipping them off. They know when there are dignitaries in the theater.
Yeah, Maggie and Round Hill, you're up next with Brian and Larry.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning.
Morning.
You know, I'm just so tired of these whiny people who, listen, we've had to put up with two cycles of Obama. You think we weren't upset? You think we weren't angry? Yes, we were, but we handled it like adults. I'm so tired of people, you know, attacking people who disagree with them and just treating them awfully. There's a situation right here in Loudoun County where there was a spitting incident at a polling place on Tuesday. I mean, how ridiculous is this? That's assault.
I know, Maggie. I can tell you this, and I think that this definitely is the major takeaway of all of this. While New York media and D.C. media are going nuts over this, and this guy's a superstar now, this actor, on his day off, he showed up on CBS this morning today. You know,
yeah,
trust me, to wake up on your day off in the theater to go do an interview, you know, they're loving this. But in Ohio and Michigan and Pennsylvania, some states that are kind of important, I think, and Wisconsin, states that are important to the Democrats, there are guys who are union members who are, their health care is expensive and their job situation is not great. And they turn on the TV and they see some guy dressed in an 18th century white ruffled costume lecturing the vice president-elect about politics. And they sit there and this guy's making, you know, about $100,000 a year or more. And that union worker says, oh, these guys just don't get it.
No, they don't.
And I know whose side I'm on right now. And that's why Trump won.
It is now 7:51.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then life gets in the way. But thanks to thecompanystore.com, I always get the gifts right. They make great homemade gifts that are perfect for everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 21st through 26th. Enter the code FRIDAY for 25% off your order plus free shipping.
Hey, let's check and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamlick.
We got some good things going on worldwide. Asian markets rose overnight. European stocks are higher right now. And Wall Street plans to follow suit, with futures pointing to a higher open again today. Symantec, which keeps computers safe, is buying LifeLock for $2.3 billion. Cash, by the way. LifeLock offers identity protection to some 4 million customers. Novartis is buying U.S. drug maker Celexis Pharmaceuticals to expand its line of blood disease drugs. Good news for drivers heading into the Thanksgiving weekend. Gas prices fell 6 cents in the past 2 weeks to an average of $2.20 a gallon. But also just in time for the holidays, baggage handlers, plane cleaners, and other workers at O'Hare will tell us today when they plan to go on strike. Could be before the Thanksgiving Day. Those workers want to unionize and they want to make more money. And don't look for an Intel fitness watch anytime soon. Intel will reportedly stop investing in the wearable device market before it even gets in. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Do your carpets need a truly deep cleaning? Well, now's the time before the holidays. And Zero Res is ready to help with a really generous deal. The Zero Res 1010 holiday offer. Listen, Eve, I think you can get Zero Res in before Thanksgiving. But even if you can't, book it now. Book your cleaning now. God knows you're going to want to clean your carpets after Thanksgiving and before Christmas anyway. And if you book right now, Zero Res will donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you're going to save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. That way, everyone wins. Zero Res always guarantees their work. All the technicians are company employees, drug tested, background checked, and bonded. They respect your time with prompt appointment arrivals. They're the best. And you'll get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 10-10 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House. Boy, that's a whole lot of money when you think about the carpets that need cleaning in the Washington area. Let's really show Fisher House what Washington and WMAL are made of here. $10 donated to Fisher House and $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimum supply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
One of the big stories continues to be Canal Road, the closure, outbound Canal Road in front of Georgetown University. So you cannot get to Foxhall. You can't get toward those stretch MacArthur Boulevard. As a result, I'm looking at the Whitehorse Freeway, the Key Bridge, M Street. Everybody's very slow through there, crawling, as a matter of fact. And heading inbound Canal Road, only one lane gets by the scene of the crash. George Washington Parkway, taking some of the bailout traffic. Your delays before you get to 123 and heading down toward, say, the Key Bridge or the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge area. Inbound on River Road prior to the Beltway before you get to Seven Locks. That's where crews have been with the crash. Northbound 5301, still very slow through Brandywine. The crash near Shortcut Road have been along the right side. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
To pick up the occasional wind gust over 40 miles per hour, the wind advisory will be allowed to expire. Sun and cloud mix, high 45. Tonight clear, low 32. Tomorrow mostly sunny and 50. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 36 degrees. It is now 7:57.
Tis the season for the holiday deal showdown. In corner one, Amazon Prime. In corner two, Costco. Corner three, Sam's Club. From online to warehouse, which one will win you the most savings this Black Friday? Seven on your side, Scott Taylor reveals the savings king. Plus, we're giving away $100 every 7 minutes in our 6 o'clock Happy Holiday Hour. Watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington tomorrow morning starting at 4:25, where Good Morning starts.
Don't miss the Jeopardy! Teen Tournament.
What is Protestantism?
Correct. See some of America's sharpest young minds go head-to-head for a $100,000 grand prize.
What are the Alien and Sedition Acts?
In fact, these kids are so smart, you may wonder if they're even real teenagers.
What is, like, polonium or whatever?
Yep, they're real teens, all right. The $100,000 Jeopardy! Teen Tournament from Washington, D.C. Don't miss the final rounds next Jeopardy!
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC7.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and my good friends, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams, just did it again. Robert and Heather called the Reynolds team, and they needed help selling their home. Boy, did Debbie and Sarah come through. First, they helped them stage the home, schedule repairs, and took professional photos, and then they got their home on the market quick. Here's what they did. They sold it fast for $10,000 over the asking price. You don't want to hire just any realtor. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds today. It's a fact that the Reynolds have thousands of ready home buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. They get their sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. So let's recap here. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. They sell faster and get top dollar for their sellers. Why would you call anyone else? Call Debbie or Sarah direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Being a letter carrier and walking 20,000 steps, which equals up to about 10 miles a day, it's tough. I really didn't have feet problems. I had back problems. The people at the Good Feet store really educated me about what the arch supports could actually do. And lo and behold, I have no more back problems.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $100,000 Big Draw, Friday, November 25th. Get your winning numbers every Wednesday in November for your chance to win up to $100,000 cash. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Coming up on WMAL.
Trevor Maddich will tell us just exactly how the Redskins kicked the Packers' behinds last night.
And Scott Rasmussen has some interesting observations about the state of the Republican Party post-election. It's interesting stuff. He'll be with us right after the news.